Dr. Schneider dictating a pre- and post-bronchodilator spirometry on Rose Delpezzo, D-E-L-P-E-Z-Z-O. This goes to Dr. Galfier. On 10-18-22, Mrs. Delpezzo performed pre- and post-bronchodilator spirometry, period. Prior to the only issue bronchodilators, the forced vital capacity was mildly impaired. And there was a mild degree of airways obstruction, period, after bronchodilators. There was an insignificant improvement, period. Compared to a prior study dated 3-17-22, there's been no significant change, period, in epigraph impression, mild chronic obstructive pulmonary disease without a significant bronchospastic component showing no progression. Next, pre- and post-bronchodilator spirometry on William Tillotson. This goes to Dr. Vaughn. On 10-18-22, Mr. Tillotson performed pre- and post-bronchodilator spirometry, period. Prior to the inhalation of bronchodilators, the forced vital capacity was minimally impaired, and there's a minimal degree of airways obstruction with insignificant change after bronchodilators, period. Compared to a prior study dated 9-27-22, there's been no significant change, period, in epigraph impression, mild chronic obstructive pulmonary disease without a bronchospastic component showing no significant change. Next is a pre- and post-bronchodilator spirometry on Diane McQuarrie, M-A-C-Q-U-A-R-R-I-E. This goes to Heather Goldfuss, comma, PA. On 10-18-22, Mrs. McQuarrie performed pre- and post-bronchodilator spirometry, period. Prior to the inhalation of bronchodilators, the forced vital capacity was normal. There was no significant airways obstruction or bronchial reactivity, period. Compared to a prior study dated 4-6-22, there's been no change, period, no epigraph pressure normal study. And next is a 6-minute walk test on patient William Conklin, C-O-N-K-L-I-N. This goes to Dr. Christos Vaughn. On 10-18-22, Mr. Conklin performed a 6-minute walk test, period. Prior to ambulating, the room air saturation was 98%, period. After walking 368 meters in 6 minutes, saturation was 98%, period. Epigraph impression, mild exercise intolerance without demonstrable hypoxemia. Next, pre- and post-bronchodilator spirometry on Celeste Gosselin, G-O-S-S-E-L-I-N. This goes to Natasha Anderson, FNP. On 10-18-22, Mrs. Gosselin performed a pre- and post-bronchodilator spirometry, period. Prior to the inhalation of bronchodilators, the forced vital capacity was normal. There was a moderate to severe degree of airways obstruction with insignificant change after bronchodilators, period. Compared to a prior study dated 6-21-22, there's been no significant change, period, new epigraph impression. Moderate to severe chronic obstructive pulmonary disease without a bronchospastic component showing no progression. Next, pre- and post-bronchodilator spirometry on James Reardon, R-E-A-R-D-O-N. This goes to Dr. Ruth Whale and W-H-E-L-A-N. On 10-18-22, Mr. Reardon performed pre- and post-bronchodilator spirometry, period. Prior to the inhalation of bronchodilators, the forced vital capacity was normal, without significant airways obstruction or bronchial reactivity, period. Compared to a prior study dated 5-18-19, there's been no change, period, new paragraph impression, normal study. Next, pre- and post-bronchodilator spirometry on Robert Stern. This goes to Dr. Galfier. On 10-18-22, Mr. Stern performed pre- and post-bronchodilator spirometry, period. Prior to the inhalation of bronchodilators, the forced vital capacity was moderately impaired, and there was a severe degree of airways obstruction with insignificant change after bronchodilators, period. The air velocity index was less than 1, period. The ratio of FEF 25-75 over FVC was less than 0.8, period. Compared to a prior study dated 4-19-22, there's been no significant change, period, in epigraph impression. Severe chronic obstructive pulmonary disease without a bronchospastic component showing no significant change. Next is a 6-minute walk test on Wyatt, W-Y-A-T-T. This goes to Dr. Christos Vaughn. On 10-18-22, Mr. Wyatt performed a 6-minute walk test, period. Prior to ambulating, the room air saturation was 97%, period. After walking 328 meters in 6 minutes, the saturation was 97%. Peritoneal bag of impression, moderate exercise intolerance without demonstrable hypoxemia. Thank you.